Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff, along with Alan Chartok. Voters are lining up across Wisconsin to cast their ballots in the state's presidential primary. The stakes are high in today's contest as candidates from both parties fight to win enough delegates to become their party's nominees. Early polling signaled a tight race for both parties, with Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders angling for victories. But neither Trump nor Clinton spent too much time campaigning for the Badger State, focusing their energies to the east, where primaries later this month may sway in their favor. What do you think? Who will win today and in November? Give us a call now. Talk to Dr. Alan Chartok about politics today on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Now, you can also post your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You'll see a Vox Pop post there. Or tweet us, if you wish, at WAMC Vox Pop. Or email voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number to call is 800-348-2551. Dr. Alan Chartok, they are now voting in Wisconsin. And if polls are to be believed, a slight lead for Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders.
Well, the Ted Cruz thing is interesting, Ray. As you probably know, almost every living politician of stature in Wisconsin has endorsed Cruz. I think they do it with their fingers crossed behind their backs and a clip on their nose, but they do it. They don't like Trump, that's for sure. And they are looking for true conservatism as opposed to let's make a deal conservatism. And they don't trust a guy who is not really in the Republican Party. And in Wisconsin, the right wing shows up for Republican primaries. We know that. And the same thing is true about the left. The left, you know, Bernie Sanders has a really good chance of winning this thing because when you go to a place like Madison or these other places, I spent a lot of time there, we're talking fairly left.
The polls are, again, they're not always believable in this case. It is within the realm of possibility that Trump and or Clinton could win tonight.
That's right. You know, Bernie Sanders keeps saying it's all a matter of turnout, and it is. If the kids turn out in Wisconsin, Bernie has a very good chance. If they sit on their cans, as they have in the past, that means that Hillary has a better chance because she has more of the adults, and he has more of the young people who are so inspired and who really did things like gay marriage was really because we have a new group of people coming up and they don't understand the old ways. So that's real. All the polling is showing that. So you could have a turnout for Bernie that was unexpected.
In the general election, it would seem to be an interesting state. I believe President Obama carried the state in the last election and maybe the one before that, yet they have a fairly conservative governor.
You know, I think that's true. You know, there's a big difference between what you want sitting in the White House and what you're representing the country and what you want sitting in a governor's chair. Wisconsin has always been that way. You know, Ray, when I wrote my classic book, Strengthening the Wisconsin Legislature.
Glad you brought that up.
I had a friend who showed up. I told his mother I'd take him to lunch. And it was in the, you know, the 60-70 range. And the guy showed up in the hotel lobby. And he had long hair down to his waist. He looked hippie-ish. And all my Republican people that I was interviewing in the book were looking at me. I'll never forget it. They have a lot of very right-wing folks who tend to win office in Wisconsin.
Well, if things get slow on the program, you can always bring up Speaker Froelich of the lower house. But in the meantime, we have calls to get to, 800-348-2551. Let's go to Israel in Valgate, New York.
How's Alan's voice doing today?
It's a rough fight, but Alan will make it.
I want to tell you why Donald Trump will win Hillary Clinton nice and easily in the general election. Number one, there's 3 points. Number one, he's expanding the party. Do you agree to that or disagree?
I don't know if he heard you,
Trump
Alan.
Trump will, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I heard him. I heard him.
You
and yes, I do agree. I agree.
Hello?
Can you hear Alan Israel?
I can't hear him.
You cannot hear Alan. Okay, well, Alan agrees with you. We'll fix this, but I'll tell you, I'll relay the message that Alan agrees with you that Trump will grow the party.
And number two is, the second point is something called change of government. Yeah. People have a thing in their head when they don't like the past government, they were there for the past 8 years, they want to change. Even though the polls are saying Hillary's going to win, but he's going to win anyways. And number three is because the Reagan Democrats and the independents are going for Donald Trump.
I don't know. Alan, do you think it's true that the Reagan Democrats will end up in Trump's camp if there are, in fact, any left?
You will, in fact, Ray, have to repeat everything I say because I think this is
okay.
Not.
Okay. Israel, he's going to answer you now, and I will repeat it until we can figure out the sending of the audio, and it'll be fixed momentarily.
Right
now, Alan will answer your question.
So the answer is yes. I think that Trump is moderate compared to Cruz. If you give me or many of my friends choices as to whether we would rather have Cruz in the presidency or Trump, we'll take Trump. And the reason is that Trump likes to make a deal, which the other guy doesn't.
So the upshot is, Alan, of course, as you know, may skew a little left of center, Israel, is saying that those of Alan's ilk would rather have Trump because Trump is willing to make a deal, whereas Cruz is a more strict ideologue in his view.
No, but that didn't answer the question. My question was, I think Reagan Democrats are going to vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton in the general election.
Do you think there are any Reagan Democrats of note left, Alan?
Of course.
The answer is no, I do not think that this guy is Ronald Reagan. And no, I think if it's Hillary versus Trump or Hillary versus Cruz, she's going to cream him.
Okay. Alan thinks that Hillary creams either Cruz or Trump. Israel, thanks a lot for the call. Number to call here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. And again, Alan, you know, Wisconsin, it's not a huge bounty of delegates to begin with.
But you know, Ray, I can tell you that if you go back to John Kennedy getting the nomination, Wisconsin was the state that made the difference. Because once you win a state like Wisconsin, it often signals that the force is with you. And so Wisconsin can be a very important state.
Well, okay, that was true for Kennedy, but did he not already have it close to sewn up by the time Wisconsin came around? Of course, I wasn't
not
born then.
To, and I was.
Yes.
Not according to...
Yes, you were.
Not according to most of the political science literature that I have read. Wisconsin was the deciding moment in that campaign.
Now, if you listen to the national news on this, Bernie Sanders, the national media says pretty much if Bernie Sanders wins Wisconsin, it doesn't really eat into Clinton's delegate lead a great deal. Is that spin? Can Bernie turn that victory, assuming he wins tonight, and that's not a foregone conclusion, can he turn that win into some momentum going into a much dicier situation in New York?
Well, theoretically, it's possible. In fact, it would have to be a real blowout in each of these elections. That's where Big Mo becomes very important. The idea that the force is with you, that the time has come, that things have really turned around, and that can happen. And as we all know, Mike Dukakis was leading in the overall campaign at the point at which the primaries and the conventions were over, and he really got hurt.
Indeed,
so
he did.
You can't read it. You can't always understand what's happening until it's happened.
We talk politics today here on an open forum. Alan, who is a little under the weather, is joining us. I don't think I'm speaking out of school by saying that you're joining
us via a
tie line today. And we're having a slight issue with the feed of Alan's voice to the phones. We're working on that. Stay on the line at 800-348-2551. In the meantime, Alan, here's an email that came in from Sue in the town of LaGrange, who says, if as much time was spent with a review of the candidate's record and legislative administrative ability as was spent on the horse race, we'd all be better informed. The horse race is easy. Why do I need to hear hours during each election day of review of the odds when the results will be available that night? So there, what do you say to that, huh? What do you say to that?
Well, you give, I'll tell you what I say to that, big guy. I say you give them what, you give them what they're asking for. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, if you're running CNN or MSNBC or Fox, you want to know what will make people turn that television or radio on.
Yeah.
And that's why they give them what they're giving them. She certainly has a point.
Okay.
That the substance is interesting, but that's different.
Well, I think Sue gets bonus points for being snarky here on Vox Pop, and it's about 20 minutes after 2 o'clock. Alan Shartok along with Ray Graff. And you at home, 800-348-2551. Alan, have a lozenge. We'll take a break. We'll work on the phones. We'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York. Custom exhibits, interactive media displays, and commercial casework for corporate interiors, museum installations, and trade shows. EmpireExhibits.com. Agricultural Stewardship Association, helping people conserve farmland in the Upper Hudson Valley. We conserve good farmland for good forever. AGStewardship.org. Coldham and Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability. Design for the next 100 years. CNHArchitects.com. Grapes and Grains Wine and Spirits, East Greenbush, New York, offering wine and craft spirits from around the globe and from local artisans with weekly tastings. Stocking single malts, bourbons, tequilas, and gins. GrapesandGrainsWine.com. And George Propane, Goshen, Massachusetts, family-owned and operated for over 75 years, serving Western Massachusetts with propane and full-service heating and plumbing installation, services, and deliveries. GeorgePropane.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551 is the telephone number, 800-348-2551, or voxpop at WAMC.org if you wish to email. I don't know if you saw this, Alan, but President Obama is responding to questions about Donald Trump's proposal to cut off billions of dollars in remittances sent by Mexican immigrants living in the U.S. The president said, good luck with that. I thought that was a pretty good response.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, maybe you should, I know our cracked engineers are working on our issue, but maybe you should explain why if somebody calls and I give an answer, you have to repeat it so that they won't say, can you hear me, can you hear
me? Because you are just north of death's door, you're not in the studio today, you're on a tie line. And ordinarily, that works pretty well, and the people on the call can hear you. At this point, since we are in a temporary control room, they're making sure that the wiring is correct. So if, in fact, when you call Doe and Wendell, and you'll be next, just hang in there. And if you don't hear Alan, I'll repeat it. Is that okay, Doe?
Yes.
Okay. You are on the air.
Great.
I'm really glad, finally, on the roundtable, you mentioned Kasich. I haven't heard that name a week. Anyway, I was thinking that Kasich would make a marvelous spoiler, which Trump has gotten to say. The only thing I like about Cruz is that he isn't Trump. And, of course, I'm a Democrat with socialist leanings.
Okay.
And I like Bernie. I already voted in the primaries here in Massachusetts. But I think that Kasich should have been groomed more and talked about more because I don't know much about him.
Well, now, is that the fault of the networks who handled the debates, Alan?
Well, can Doe hear me? Probably not.
Doe,
can hear you.
Oh, all right. They fixed it.
Oh, that's great.
Go ahead.
Our cracked engineers have fixed it.
High five to Stacey Rosenberg.
Yeah, she's great. Okay, so here is my answer. You've hit on a profound point. Let's say you're the Democratic Party. Would you rather run against Trump, Doe, and or or Cruz, or would you rather run against Kasich? The answer is you'd rather run up against the first two guys because Kasich has a reputation, deserved or not, for being more moderate and middle of the road, and he can therefore take some of the Democratic votes away. The other two guys won't get Cruz will get nothing from the middle, really nothing, because he's so far right and he can't get back fast enough. And Trump, as you know, has his issues.
Doe?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Did you hear him?
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I'm still confused about what Kasich stands for. I haven't heard much about him. And I really, if it terribly happens that Republicans win the nomination next November, I'd rather it be Kasich than any of the others. However, it's not going to happen.
But
I won't let it happen.
But look, you're a Democrat. You've already told us that.
Yes.
And you've also told us you are more favorably disposed towards Kasich than the other two guys, right?
Yeah,
that's what the Democrats are worried about.
Yeah.
Well, I think Kasich is the only white hope of the Republicans, and I don't know why they're not pumping him up instead of putting Trump and the other guy down.
Well, I don't know, but I thank you, Doe. I suspect the Republican hierarchy would have been quite fine with Kasich at the beginning of all this. And I just wonder how much the focus of the debates and the bombast that came from some of the Republican candidates in pulling all the focus of the TV crews has played into this. So, in other words, you have two candidates who are saying outrageous things, and they get the max amount of time in all the debates when there were 17 of them at the beginning. And suddenly Kasich was a non-entity. Don't you think that was it the Republicans' fault or was that the network's fault?
Well, Ray, there's a point here. And that is that it's a question of who shows up to vote in primaries. The vast number of people who show up to vote in general elections do not vote in primaries. You're talking about 10 or 15% at the most of the general electorate. And as a result of that, you get a right-wing perspective. Look, look at all the guys who dropped by the wayside, people like Bush and others, who everybody expected because they are more likely to win in the middle of the road voter. That just wasn't going to happen. You wanted these right-wing. In order to win this, you had to be more and more right-wing, and Kasich wasn't.
All right, this one came in from Jay on Facebook. What about Bernie predicting the Panama tax fraud all of 5 years ago? Saw this coming. In 2011, Senator Sanders stood before Congress and predicted that the so-called free trade agreement with the small nation of Panama would lead to further tax fraud by wealthy individuals and corporations. That's from Jay on Facebook.
There you go.
Interesting. This one is from Stephen via email. Up until 1972, weren't presidential state primaries the exception to select Democratic and GOP nominees? I only remember New Hampshire, Wisconsin, West Virginia, California primaries when I was a kid, and that's from Steve. Is that true?
Well, one's memory is very selective. The fact of the matter is that there's a certain arbitrariness within which we schedule, okay, Ray, these primaries. So, for example, the New Hampshire primary, that's a major industry in New Hampshire.
Right.
If you said to New Hampshire, our state is going to come before yours, they would say, okay, we're going to have our primary the day after the presidential election.
Yeah.
They're not going to give that up. And I think that that's what happens.
And yet New York State is finally, after many, 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 many election cycles, in a position where the primary means something in New York.
That's right. All of a sudden, New York means a great deal. Hmm. And that is something that has been a subject of great complaints over the years.
Yeah.
But it all shows, Ray, if you wait your time, you'll get some play sooner or later.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. Talking politics here on an open forum Tuesday. Vox Pop with Alan Shartok and 800-348-2551. Back to the phones we go. And David in Albany. David.
Good day. I wish you well, Dr. Shartok. A speedy recovery. And I think
already.
The Facebook poster may have stolen a portion of my thunder. what I was going to say was there's another, in this crazy election year, there may possibly be another wild card, and that is in the Panama Papers. Apparently, I gleaned from Democracy Now! This morning that the German newspaper to which they've been released, the 11.5 million records, has said that they haven't released the names of any Americans yet, but that they're going to be coming, and who knows what that's going to hold.
Are you suspecting that very wealthy people will be in there?
Hey, you never know that whether any presidential candidate. I don't think the Clintons will be stupid enough to do that, but Donald T. Rump, who knows?
Okay. Alan?
Well, you know, what we have seen so far is that these are other countries, and I'm very interested in what you just had to say because I wondered about that. But it turns out that Americans have lots of ways of protecting their taxes. They didn't really need this the way other countries seem to need it. But it may be that you're right and that information has been held back, and that sure could be a bombshell.
David, thank you so much for the call. It's 800-348-2551 on Vox Pop. Let's go to Bill in High Falls. Bill, you're on.
Hi there. I was reading over the weekend on the internet, like almost everybody else, about Paul Ryan. What if there is no first ballot candidate at the Republican convention? Paul Ryan's rationale for not becoming Speaker was he wanted to spend more time with his family. Well, his family could live with him in the White House. What do you think that possibility is?
All right, Alan.
Well, I think Paul Ryan's decision is going to be whether or not he can win. In other words, Paul Ryan, I think, clearly wants to be president. And the other stuff is a bunch of baloney, you know.
Don't you think his chances are better than either Trump or Cruz?
In the general?
Without question, you are right.
I think he'd be very tough for the Democrats.
Now, again, Kasich, well, I think if you look at what Kasich says and listen to what he says, he's gambling on the fact that if he hangs around, he can be that person in an open convention.
That's right. That's exactly right, Ray. That's why he's hanging in. And that's why when Cruz, in my opinion, despicably says you should get out because I say you should get out, and he says I'm staying in, I actually like the guy. I think, you know, Cruz has no right to do that. People have a right to run for president, and they have a right to play the game according to the rules, and these are the rules.
All right, let me ask, before we get to Aaron in Plattsburgh, and he'll be next, let me ask you a question, Alan. You can, and I know that Sue and LaGrange doesn't like the horse race aspect of the whole thing, but I'll ask you this straight up. Right. Sanders says if he wins Wisconsin and New York, he's going to the White House. My question for you is, if he wins convincingly tonight in Wisconsin, which, by the way, not a foregone conclusion, the polling is tight.
No, indeed.
If he wins and wins fairly convincingly in Wisconsin, does he have a puncher's chance of winning in New York?
Yes. Yeah, because the American people love to get on the bandwagon. And therefore, this is very important, as I have suggested before, maybe not well enough. If he wins tonight big, that'll draw some people out. Now, look, there is one thing Bernie says, it's got to be turnout.
Right.
Pardon me. He says it's got to be turnout. Now, if the kids turn out in Wisconsin and it's a horse race, it is exactly that, Ray. You're exactly right. It is the horse race that makes people turn out. If you get a primary with one clear winner, they don't come out. But if you get a primary contest where it's very close, or any election where it's close, you get an increased turnout.
Yeah, well, so this will be interesting. Let's go back to the phones at 800-348-2551. Alan Shartok is here talking politics with you, Aaron, in Plattsburgh.
Yeah, hi. You know, many, many years ago, when I came back from my second tour in Vietnam, everybody was saying, America, love it or leave it. Well, I didn't, and so I did. And oh, what a bad decision that was, because now I look at this upcoming election and I see all these wonderful candidates, you know, that the American people have put forward. I mean, these folks, they're all products of American schools and communities and you know, religious institutions and universities. And I'm just sure that whoever you elect, they're going to do very well. And I'm just hoping that the American people will get behind whoever they elect. Now, it seems to me, just when I come back once in a while to do a few little things, there seems to be a lot of division in your country. But Star Talk thinks that whoever winds up being elected, the American people will get behind them and move forward into a bright future with good roads and beautiful states.
All right. All right, Aaron.
Well,
thanks a lot.
It depends. The answer is it depends. So, for example, there are choices to be made. Let me give you an example. Who appoints the next 2-3 Supreme Court justices? You don't live forever. And that can mean a woman can have a right to an abortion or not. And those are major policy differences. Whether or not Planned Parenthood will get money that many of us think they deserve for doing other than abortions will be a question as to whether a Republican or a Democrat gets into the White House. So it isn't just a matter of lining up and saying, okay, he's our president, and no matter what, we're for him. There really are some major policy differences, and that's what this is about.
But I love Aaron's question in general, as it's more about the mentality and the feeling of the American people. Is it now a bygone, maybe it never happened, where people, the country rallied behind the president regardless of who that president was? Are those days gone? Were they ever here to begin with?
Well, they're here when you have World War II. They were here when you had World War I. They weren't at the end of World War I, and they certainly were here during the Great Depression when Roosevelt came out, held out his hand, and said, I'm going to save you. So people got on, and he had a tremendous group of people with him. I think now there are more subtleties involved in what the country's doing and what the defense industry's doing and whether or not people are able to share in the success of the country. It's one thing to say, okay, these people are the country's doing well and the stock market's doing well. But if I don't have my share, I may have some real questions.
Let's go over to Diane in Cooperstown. Diane, you're on with Dr. Alan Shartok.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm listening, and I normally call. Regarding the woman who called a few calls back about not knowing Kasich, I just wanted to say, you know, wouldn't it be great if they could do it like the Super Bowl and have profiles of everybody who's participating in the game? And then we'd all know everybody's sort of positions and where they come from. That would be fun.
But isn't that up to the voters? I mean, it's all out there.
Well, maybe so. I agree with her. Kasich seemed more moderately conservative, and I wish I did know more. And I guess that's my responsibility, but it'd be nice if the media would share a little bit, too.
You make a point. Alan?
But my real comment is that...
Yeah, I think you're...
Just want to say that Trump, in my opinion, I was really hoping for good things from this man. And maybe he'll surprise me, but he proved this week that he's completely not in touch with on the issues, and he's not very good at orating. He doesn't even know how to talk. And I just want to say finally that I don't know how the Republican platform got so screwed up, because it seems to me I'm all about small business and small government, but I don't want anybody telling me what to do with my body or who I get to marry, or any of it.
Okay.
And I think it's, you know, bad.
Alan.
Well, that's what presidential elections are all about. Ray, you made a very good point. It's all on the internet. Put Kasich in, if you can spell it. and you're going to find out everything he's done in that state. You're going to find out what he's done, why it's so important that he's done it. And it'll take you all of 10 minutes. So some of it really does come to us, and we have more information at our disposal than we've ever had before.
Diane, thanks a lot for the call. It's Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. This one came in via email, Alan, from Ballston Spa. Why has it become a necessity to be extremely conservative to get the Republican nomination? The moral majority was marginalized. How did the Tea Party take over? That's from Scott.
It's all easy to explain. If you don't show up, you don't get a vote. The people who are on the right of center in the Republican Party are more likely to show up than the people who, Scarlet, I don't care.
Is that true? Is that true in the Democratic Party? In other words, shouldn't Bernie then be in the lead?
In many cases, it is true in the Democratic Party. But you have a former first lady who has been has had extraordinary success. She would be the first woman president. And in the Democratic Party, it really does depend more on the state than it does the philosophy, of the candidates, because anything is possible when you have two popular Democrats.
And if anything's possible when you have 500 superdelegates, eh?
I would say that. I would say these superdelegates are turning out to be important.
And if you take those superdelegates away and you look at the delegate count, it is close. It is very close. And so if Bernie, again, were to win Wisconsin and then New York, do some of those superdelegates go, well, I know we've been bought and paid for. We got to switch. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very good.
No, it's possible.
All right. Now, time for your second lozenge of the program, old boy. It's a break time. 800-348-2551 of the program is the number. And get a lozenge and maybe, you know what, Alan? Bourbon. Have a nice little bourbon before the next segment.
Bourbon.
Well, yeah, that's good. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from the New York State Bar Association's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, celebrating 35 years serving the public, 800-342-3661. Tom McRae, Edward Jones Financial Advisor on University Drive, Amherst, Massachusetts, member SIPC, Edward Jones Making Sense of Investing, edwardjones.com/Tom McRae. Ford Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement. A proud supporter of public radio, fordhillautobody.com. Watson & Associates Occupational Hygiene and Safety, providing comprehensive hygiene, safety services, and training for industrial, commercial, and governmental facilities. safetyiselementary.com. And the Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, educating children pre-K through grade 12 and striving to inspire a lifelong love of learning. WaldorfSaratoga.org.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551, the number. Ray Graff here holding the fort as Alan Chartok sort of convalesces on the air here and doing quite well. You sound a little gurgly, though.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Oh, good.
If that matters. We had a letter from somebody who said, you know, Alan, it's okay for you to take a day off. That would be nice.
Well, who on the staff wrote that?
Right.
This one came in via email from Mark. Good afternoon, Dr. Chartok. That's you. Bernie Sanders seems to be having a problem connecting with people of color. Why is this? Yeah. And can Bernie win without their support? And that is from Mark.
Well, Bill Clinton was known by many as the first black president. There's a tremendous residue of good feelings for Clinton, Bill, among black voters. And that's also true for his spouse, who is running now. However, if one analyzes where this is all coming from, sharing in the wealth of the country and the rest of it, and that's beginning to happen, you begin to pick up African-American supporters, and that's been happening also.
This one came in from Emma in Coleraine, Mass. Many of my friends would like to see Bernie and Hillary run together as a team in order to defeat the Republicans running for Congress as well as for president. There are many people who like both Bernie and Hillary and are absolutely appalled by most Republicans of their extreme and crude viewpoints and untrustworthy behaviors. Bernie and Hillary are not very different in their viewpoints, but Hillary has more international experience and tends to attract pragmatists and older folks who know and trust her, while Bernie attracts those who are more idealistic or those who do not trust Hillary. If they run together and the turnout is huge for the Democrats, there will be a coattail effect, and perhaps the Democrats can also win majorities in Congress. This is my dream, and that is from Emma in Coleraine, Massachusetts.
Well, I don't think we should take her dream away from her. It's just that it's not going to happen.
Well, then you just did.
And I did. I admit it, Ray, and you're so right.
All right. Well, then let's just go back to the phones.
You choose a vice president who you can really trust, and I don't think that the era of goodwill is there between these two.
Okay, we've been talking about the optimistic angle for Bernie Sanders, that he wins Wisconsin and then turns that into a surprise victory in New York. Assuming that that he may win Wisconsin, squeak one out here, and then loses in New York, as is predicted by the so-called experts. Hillary then really in the driver's seat. Who do you see her picking for a VP?
Well, there are a whole bunch of different people who are possibilities. I would think that Hillary would look for somebody who was of color or Hispanic to take that second spot. My feeling is you look for somebody who is has both those qualities and who is also fantastic. Now, you know, the former governor of Massachusetts is a perfectly good example. We've had him on our air many times, and he's a brilliant man. And he says he won't run for vice president, but of course he hasn't been asked yet.
But by the same token, he's not needed to win Miss Massachusetts. Doesn't the candidate for president have to pick a vice presidential running mate that is in a state that, you know, like Ohio, where you need you need to win that state?
Ohio.
Kasich.
That, by the way.
A fusion party.
That's right. Well, no, there's not going to be a fusion.
Okay. All right.
There's not going to be a fusion party.
Okay.
But Kasich is a good example of why he is so strategically important, because no Republican has ever won who didn't carry Ohio. And that's where the guy comes from.
So this will be very interesting.
Right. Now, if I'm Hillary and I have a chance to draw out African-American voters because they're so important, then Deval Patrick looks real good.
Makes sense. All right, let's go to line four and Luke in Walden. Luke, you're on.
Hey, guys. I'm just going to ask a question and hang up so I can turn the volume up for
10-4.
Dr. Char Talk. But I have a question is, you know, now we've got about a two-year primary process. Do you think there's any sort of incentive or political willpower to try and shorten it so that you don't get any sort of political fatigue or anything like that?
Thanks, Luke.
No. I mean, I really don't. I think what's happening here is it has become an industry. Everybody depends on it. It is a horse race. People love it. And while many of us think, oh, my goodness, I can't stand this anymore, the reason that it works is because people are making out like bandits as a result of this thing being in their state.
And that includes broadcasters, by the way. I mean, this ain't bad for business. Well, not for us, necessarily, but for...
Well, but you know, Ray, even if you say that, the truth of the matter is that if we put anything about Trump on our air for a Vox Pop or any other time, the lines light up.
Yeah. So, in other words, maybe a four-year primary cycle.
it's almost becoming that already.
Check, please. I think it's like watching just a terrible, terrible movie. You know, it's we turn the news on all the time at home. It's on relentlessly. You're disgusted by most of it, and yet you can't look away. It's amazing.
Yes. There is a we heard from somebody to Vox Pop. Patrick, who says, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination because of the superdelegates, could he run in a general election as an independent? Could he even get on all the ballots? Well, there are third parties already, like the Libertarians or others, or the Working Families Party, for example.
Yeah.
You could probably get a nomination, but once you come in, that means the Republicans going to win.
And likewise, if Trump runs as an independent, it's Hillary in the White House or Bernie in the White House. All right, let's go to Lisa on line three.
Sure.
Lisa, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I really wanted to talk about the Wisconsin primary.
Splendid.
But I would like to respond to the last couple of callers about African-American voters.
Okay.
I am one of those. I'll be 62. I'm supporting Bernie. My entire family who lives in Brooklyn is supporting Bernie. You know, a lot of extended family. And actually, I don't know anyone who's supporting Hillary.
Interesting.
So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I also wanted to say that I'm concerned about tonight's primary in Wisconsin because of the voter ID. I'm a little concerned that young voters may not know what's necessary in order to vote. they can't use their student ID. And the other thing is that I am concerned about what happened in Massachusetts when Bill Clinton was there holding up lines, what happened in Arizona. It wasn't just that people were online for a long time, but also that Democrats who came out to vote had their registration switched to Republican or independent. And if people want to look that up, just Google it. It's all online. There are videos. That's what concerns me. I think that the support for Bernie in Wisconsin is there.
And, you know, that seems to, Alan, that seems to be a concern, the shenanigans, the alleged shenanigans in Massachusetts and Arizona.
Yes. And if, you know, one more thing that I just remembered, it happened in Nevada, and over the weekend it was shown that Bernie won Nevada, and he's getting a lot more delegates.
Interesting. Alan.
So I'm not hearing it anywhere, but, you know, it's good for people to know, and also for people in New York to know that the primary is April 19th. And the polls open at noon. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to hang on there, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Alan.
Well, Lisa makes a number of very good points. You know, there are always going to be shenanigans in these campaigns. We know that there was what JFK won. You know, it was a question of Chicago waiting to Mayor Daley waiting to see how many votes were needed. And that has been talked about again and again and again. So, and your point about African-Americans is something I just got through saying a little while ago, which is that Bill and Hillary were very popular in the African-American community, but more and more African-Americans are taking a look at what Bernie Sanders is actually saying about equalizing things here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, so I've known him forever. I mean, Bernie Sanders has been fighting for, you know, for these issues for a long time. I hear a lot of people say they didn't know him until recently, but I've known him. he's just the best guy, and we only have this opportunity once, and I'll do whatever I can to work for him.
Lisa, thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome.
But, I mean, Alan, what do you make of the angle we are seeing now, the strategy, if you will, from the Hillary camp that, well, Bernie says nice things, but we need someone who really can get something done. And pie in the sky is one thing. Pragmatism is another.
Well, that is her argument. You're exactly right. Bernie has confused some people in that he is very direct. He says what he thinks. I think he's right about almost everything that he says, from health care to the great American middle class being basically screwed. And so people have to decide. There's also the question, Ray, of electability. Will you win if you run? If Bernie Sanders runs, will he win? Now, polls are showing he does better than Hillary against some of the Republican candidates. On the other hand, the Republicans have not mentioned Bernie at all. They basically haven't mentioned him. They have been basically bashing Hillary because they're quite sure she's going to be the candidate. That may be one reason why Bernie does so well in the national polls compared to Hillary.
Interesting. Let's go over to line five and Catherine in Tivoli. Hi, Catherine. You're on.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on.
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling because I think that it's unfortunate that no matter what Trump does, his followers blindly justify everything. So even if his name were to come out regarding banking from the Panama Papers, they would still justify it somehow.
Alan?
Well, it's an interesting perspective that people will rationalize what anybody says. So, for example, in the mornings when I debate on this very issue,
on the round table
with the round table, Rosemary will say, when I say Hillary should not have taken that money from the banks to give quote speeches, and her response is, okay, everybody does it, so it's okay that she does it. You know, I still am shaking my head that knowing she was running for president, she had to do it. And when confronted with that, she said, we needed the money. You know, there will always be people who say, okay, Hillary's my candidate, and no matter what she does, I'm for her. Same thing with Bernie. Certainly the same thing with Trump.
All right. Catherine, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Alan Chartok is here. Really, you're working through this illness very well. You sound good.
I'm doing my best, Ray. It is... If I was feeling worse, I would have said, you do it, Ray. You don't need me.
Well, I wouldn't
but,
do that.
You wouldn't have done
no,
it.
No, I would have gone to OTB.
You would have done it.
All right, let's go over to line two. And Charles in Albany. Funny. Charles, you're on.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a comment and maybe follow it up with a question. I think the hand-wringing about how Trump was able to sort of infiltrate the Democratic process on the Republican side and all the reasons people have given. And I think what really this does is it lays bare the dark side of American society. I think this is what a lot of people on the left have been talking about for years, the undercurrent of racism, xenophobia, homophobia, sexism, and on the list goes. And despite all the progress that we've made, this is a snapshot. This is a little bit of a mirror of this crowd in the background that really, really believes this and really thinks this way. And I think it's hard for us to look in that mirror and see that this is us. This is us. This is not because he's some billionaire with a lot of money. It's not because the Republican Party is in disarray, which it may be. But it's because these are the things that are in the dark American soul. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is that, you know, America's always had this faith in this one monolithic leader is going to lead us into the light, so to speak. But not a lot of coverage has been given in the media as to how the House and the Senate are going to shape up along with it. Because we all know you have to have a compliant Congress. You have to have at least one House and some quorum of people from the other side to get any kind of legislation passed. We had 2 good years with Obama, if you're, you know, a fan of his agenda, and then you had 6 years of gridlock. So if somebody like Obama, who's definitely a Clinton centrist, can't get anything done, I don't know why anybody with any kind of, like, realistic hope would think that Bernie Sanders would be able to get anything done legislatively. And we haven't had coverage.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Wait, I want to just get this straight. Obama had 2 good years. The Congress got made Republican, but he couldn't get anything done. So, therefore, why elect Sanders? Because he won't get anything done either. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is if Sanders takes the White House with the Congress split the way it is now, you know, and I know what's going to happen, or I should say what's not going to happen. So why hasn't the media...
And what if Hillary... And what if, wait. And what if Hillary takes the White House?
Absolutely the same thing.
So what would you do?
So we need to know, what are these down-ballot races? What are these House races? What seats are in play? I know we usually get that kind of coverage a little closer to Election Day, but it'd be interesting to see who's behind some of those campaigns that are going to try to tip the balance.
Okay.
We're running out of time.
Thanks,
but I
Dr.
will tell you this. No, you're right. You make a very good point. I happen to know something about this election. If the Democrats put up a popular candidate and the Republicans are in disarray, they will carry a lot of seats, including the United States Senate, in my opinion.
Well, now that's interesting because in the midterm elections, not the case in any way.
No.
So we shall see.
Right.
And we're out of time here, Dr. Alan Chartok. It's now time for a nice glass of bourbon and soothe that throat. And we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh, the good stuff. All right, thanks, Alan, and thanks to everybody who called in. Support comes from Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972, postandbeam.com, Amherst Copy and Design Works, offering printing and copying, sign-making and design services from booklets to stationery and labels to lawn signs in downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, amherstcopy.com. Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire, Massachusetts, now open for the season with garden supplies, organic fertilizers, mulch, cold hardy annuals and perennials, pansies, flowering trees, shrubs, and more. Whitney'sFarm.com. And Dr. Lucy Chapek, Latham, New York, practicing plastic surgery for 20 years, hosting a spring open house April 21st, introducing Kybella for treatment of double chins. CAPEKplasticsurgery.com for registration. Thanks again to Alan Chartok. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks for all the great calls and the email. And thanks to Susie Chekai, who answered the calls today. Zach Malloy handled the control room with aplomb. And our producer is Jessica Blaustein. Marshall, I'm Ray Graff. Stay tuned now for news.